And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Got the band back together. I'm back on deck after just over a week off. Doing it for Mimosa Homes. Hope you've been taking care of our friends at Mimosa Homes.
I have.
I went to New Zealand. I had not been before except to go through sort of Auckland Airport on a connecting flight. So, yeah, it was good to actually get out of the airport.
Yes.
And the flight there, hectic. We flew sort of 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So the girls were well and truly awake the whole time. It's like 3.5 hour flight, as we learnt before I left. And Goldie, being almost 20 months old, she's just in this window where she doesn't want to be told what to do, but you can't reason with her.
Yeah.
So she sort of just got to a point where, like, you try and distract her, but she doesn't have the attention span to just sit and watch a movie or whatever. Where's Indy, who's turns 4 today, by the way? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Indy girl.
She can, you know, so she was fine. But Goldie, we were in New Zealand on one of those big international planes with the three in the middle and then the seats on either side.
Oh, right.
So two aisles, essentially. And she was, at one point, because we were seated in the middle, they did a wonderful job. Shout out to New Zealand. They took great care of us.
Yeah.
But she was getting out of our row and, like, running right up to the curtain, the business class curtain or whatever it is.
What's in here?
Going across the aisle and then running all the way down past us to the very tail of the plane. And then cutting a loop around at the back of the plane and then bolting all the way back up. So literally cutting laps of the whole plane.
Was she getting you like a chockey or something on the way? Did she drop off some fresh water for you while she was doing
that?
No,
absolutely not.
Was she picking up anything?
No, I was chasing her because as she's running towards the back of the plane, it's sort of downhill and she's a toddler. So, you know, toddlers and slight declines, it's bang, straight over. So chasing after her, like bumping elbows and stuff. So that was
people that must have loved you.
Yeah. Coming back, though, they slept. We did the overnight sort of flight last night. So Sunday night. So it was much better. So then NZ itself, Aotearoa, it's a beautiful country. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It is as advertised. I went and visited a couple of radio stations. I made my NZ radio debut.
And did you pull a bit of that?
On the edge.
Did you put a bit of
No, I'll tell you about it in a sec. But it was on the edge with Clunt, Dan and Mig.
Okay.
And but Mig was away, so it was Sophie filling in.
Yeah.
And Sophie, they had Morgan Wallen, who's a country artist in New Zealand last week.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting in and they had been talking about whether Morgan would be in the building wandering around or not, as they do sometimes at radio stations. And then so towards the end of the show, they're like, hey, Tom, one of the guys, Clunt.
Be very careful.
Came out, he's like, can you pretend to be Morgan Wallen? I was wearing like a checkered shirt. And so so they got me in.
We can't show you his face.
Yeah. Got me in and so I had to pretend to have an American accent, be a country singer and stuff.
No way.
And like flick between the Aussie accent and the American accent.
So you were playing yourself and this guy.
Yeah. And she was so confused and I had her like doubting and like, what? And then they revealed that I wasn't, in fact, a talented country singer. So.
Wow, but you are a talented person of the spoken word with your different accents.
Well, it felt awful. I imagine it wasn't very believable, but in the moment she believed it, and that's the main thing. New Zealand itself, as I said, beautiful, but oh my God, like prayers up for New Zealand. I don't know how anyone affords to live there. It's expensive living here.
Oh, is it more expensive over there?
It's more expensive. Everything's more expensive and it doesn't balance out with the exchange rate. You know, sort of
how, yes.
Like I was sort of assumed the NZ dollar get bought about is like 70 cents to the Australian dollar. It's like 90 cents or 92 cents or something at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, it's pretty even, but the wages are the same, but they're paying minimum $2.40 a litre for petrol, sometimes up to $2.80, $2.90 a litre for petrol. And everything, like a packet of Mega Ring costs $7.
Well, I saw that you did like a full tour of the beers there. So how much money did you have put aside?
Beers are actually quite sort of similar in price. Yeah,
it's weird. So funny
Sorry, kids,
we don't have any spending money to do any activities, but Daddy's got to rate these beers.
So the moral is they may or may not have offered me a job, but...
I knew it! Don't. You're not, are ya?
There's no way we could possibly ever afford to live there. There's no way. So we're not leaving. It's okay. I'll stay here and just hang on to my accent.
No, please, no. No, you will not. Actually, you can go.
It's Tom. Tom Lungy and Loggy. No.
The Tom Lungy and Loggy Podcast.
Enjoy free home upgrades. T's and C's apply.
Tommy, just wanted to bring you up to speed.
Did you not hear that, Lungy?
What was that?
Nothing. T's and C's apply.
No, I didn't say that.
No, he did. Stop it. Anyway, Lungy, sorry.
It will become a habit and you'll start doing it without even knowing it.
2020?
No. No.
Well, speaking of time and everything like that, 2020. And
yeah.
What was that? That was terrible, wasn't it? I won't even try.
You leave it alone, Lee.
While you were away,
yes.
I vented my frustration that for many, many weeks since I've started working full time with you guys as part of this wonderful team, every morning something has just irritated me.
Okay.
And it is the clock on the corner of Moorabool Street and Mallop Street, the Thomas Jewellers clock.
Yes.
Because after I pick up the coffees...
Hang on, explain to Tom how you pick them up.
Yeah, I pick up the coffees and then I get back in the car and I drive around the corner.
Yeah. What? Did you always assume
that he was
that Lingy parked out the front of the studio, walked to get the coffees and then walked back?
You park... And then you get back in the car and you drive past, Barwon Water or something, and then Kathmandu around the corner and park again.
That's correct. I think it became a habit during winter. Let's not get bogged down
Why are we talking about that cut corner?
I turn around that corner, I always glance up at the clock, the Thomas Jewellers clock.
Yes.
It is 20 minutes slow.
20 minutes. I've never paid attention to it. I know exactly the clock you're talking about, the smaller one that sort of sticks out.
Yeah, approximately 20 minutes, 21, 22 minutes slow. I glance up and I always think to myself, I'm way early.
Yeah.
Why have I been rushing? And then I realise, no, I'm not. I'm perfectly on time. But it just catches me every single time, even though I know it is slow.
Mm.
It annoys me. I finally vented about it. Loggy's like, that's stupid.
That sounds exactly like her.
Does sound like her.
Wow.
No one is going to care about this.
Mm.
Once I spoke about it, the number of people who support me on this is exponential.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
So many people have been irritated by it.
Yeah.
And then we started getting suggestions for other clocks that were slow or fast or wrong time, everything like that.
Yeah.
We spoke last week to Penny, who's the building manager of that building. Penny has said that she can get the clock changed for us.
Can she?
Yes.
So did she say that it's because Thomas moved out? Is that what? No one's changed
she,
it since Thomas?
Which I thought was wonderful, apologised.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, she said she was so sorry to all of Geelong's finest people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you now, as big boss man, now that you've sort of waltzed back into the building.
That's exactly how he walks
too. The little strut in.
Killing it today with the impressions.
Can you get this done? Can you get this organised and maybe some sort of ceremony where we can say, on the chime of whatever, the clock reads that and bang, it's changed.
Can you come up with a cool phrase for us? It's a bit better than
What I just tried.
Because we'd love to have like a little celebration party where we could, you know, invite people down and be like, 3, 2, 1,
And people will drive past. The number of people said they drive past and get irritated by it.
Mm.
They'll give it a little beep and go, thank you. Appreciate that community service that you've done.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Well,
first job on your list.
Give it a go. get Cafe Savvy there to provide breakfast. It'll be...
Tom.
What?
No.
What?
Don't.
No more.
No.
You don't want breakfast.
No, I want breakfast. I don't want the New Zealand accent with it.
Yes. What? We get it. You're back and that's good. But will you agree to us having a clock party?
Yes, a breakfast clock party.
Can you get it done?
It sounds like you've already got it done. You've got the contact with Penny.
No, but we want to dress up as clocks too. That's the other part.
Okay, I'll draw the line there. How about you dress up as a clock? And if we're
decided we're not going to do that anymore.
Cool. All right, well, good to know. And then are we going to sort of do a lap of Geelong and fix all the clocks?
Oh, well, Benny Rogers was in here yesterday saying the one in Market Square. And then we got someone who said in the lift of the NDIA building.
Yes,
that's
incorrect. Wrong.
Other
people are saying South Geelong Station's wrong. Harley Davidson.
Oh, there's more.
We've been getting messages overnight, mate. And I said, look, if anyone's got a microwave that needs fixing, Lingy is on it.
As I said yesterday... Let me get this one done.
Sure.
That annoys me and affects me. Then I'll work on being the clock god of Geelong.
Just quickly, before we wrap this up, Log, Which clock did you think he was talking about?
The TNG one.
The whole time.
Oh, the big, the old.
Yeah, that's slow too.
Oh, that's wrong as well. Come on, Geelong.
Be right. Better.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom's run off to the toilet. He's not back yet. Classic. Oh, hang on. Here he is.
He's
good.
Got to run
mate,
a bit
you're
faster
gonna wanna
than
hear
that.
This. I know.
I'm on Kiwi time.
No, mate. Stop. You're back and it's good to have you back. But we've got to get into this because I was telling Lingy the other day, this was on Friday, that ChatGPT have a new addition, right? And basically you can write out what you want and images will be created on that. Whoa. And I said, hopefully one day we'll be able to remake the biggest shank of all time, which was Lingy Shank.
Yeah. Loggy took it from a positive of what this AI can do and then just reminded me of a rather traumatic experience in my life that people continue to remind me about. Thank you very much.
I thought you might want to recreate it and get some more images and vision out there of you actually kicking the goal that... Honestly, Jono and I were talking about it yesterday. How the hell did you do it?
Mate,
it is harder to kick it out in the full from where you were, right in the goal square.
Took skill.
I would encourage, if it could be recreated and I could kick the goal, I'm all for it.
Mm.
But I'm not going to just continue to have you bring it up to me if I've missed it.
That's fair play.
On the scale of sort of things that have happened in your life, Lingy, you've got your three boys, you know, you married Dodsy. You did this shank, you won the premierships. Sort of, in terms of big things that have happened to you, where does that sit?
Well, I'm constantly reminded of it almost every single day. Yeah. So it sits right there.
Yeah.
Not as a good thing.
You're always in the top 10 worst shanks of all time.
Worst plays.
But the funny thing is, we mentioned this a little while ago, and I've forgotten that by me talking about this and rehashing trauma for Lingy, I've also been rehashing trauma for a guy called Steve that works in sales here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Loggy. Thank you.
Now, you remember this quite well, this game in 2002, I believe.
2000.
Against Essendon.
Sound like a defeated man already, Steve.
Very defeated. I thought the 11 premiership might have helped a bit of redemption, but it's still very... right in my mind.
When I first started working here, I had no idea that in that video, it flashes to a person in the crowd sitting there lonely and distraught. Mm. I had no idea who that guy was.
Head in hands.
Yeah. And then I was informed that that was Steve.
And every time I've seen it, because it's come up so many times, they always continue to put me in that video.
Yes. Yeah,
they don't cut it off beforehand. It's like they're picking on me too, not just you.
And that's why I thought, if we did have an opportunity to possibly recreate this and redeem it and to get you to finally kick the goal, would that be something you'd be interested in, Steve? Because it's your trauma as well.
Well, yes, I need it. 23 years, I need this. I need the pain to end and I need the reminder to end. So I think we need to do it.
We've sort of, for our relationship,
yeah,
there's always sort of been that barrier there. We can break it down.
Oh, yeah.
We can become closer.
Yeah, the things I've called you over the years. Not
you
good, mate.
See, when you leave the office, Steve is just behind you, just giving you this sign that says, onwards, Lingy, and please leave all
right.
the time.
Look, if we're going to do this, it needs to be accurate. It needs to be as accurate as possible.
Mm.
And we need to find somewhere to do it. Now, I don't know about any of you guys, but I know a couple of people at K-Park. I've got a couple of connections.
You do? Well, that's why we decided to bring you in on this time.
Thank you.
You're the guy that is connected.
Yeah.
Do you think that we can maybe get you to organise some stuff behind the scenes, see if we can recreate this shank this week?
I reckon maybe we could go down there. I think we could probably just like block out an hour down at the K-Park at some point, pick an end, probably the end that's finished.
Good idea.
And,
I ask a question? Does this involve me, like, actually kicking the goal?
Yes, but so you being in full kit?
Full. That's what I was going to get to.
You got very excited there, Tom, at the thought of him in full kit.
Full kit?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, full kit? I'm not sure if my full kit would fit.
Well, whatever fits.
Steve, you also very famously in a blue shirt, very lovely blue collared shirt. Do you still have that shirt?
I don't think I have, but I reckon I'm close. I've got something close.
Okay, can you wear the shirt?
All right, I will.
All right, I'm going to be Barry. I want to be Barry Stoneham.
Because he's the one who taps it down to me, Log.
All right, cool. Can I be not James Hurd? I don't want to be running behind you. I want to be in frame.
He falls over, so you can do that.
Sure. No.
All right, let's do it. Okay, I'll make some calls and we'll get back to you tomorrow. But no. I think the Ling Shank Redemption is on, guys. Yes. I think it's on.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Ling and Loggy Gold. This is it. Guess the year.
All right, it is time for Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about guess the year.
You should have heard us try and explain this one while you were away, Tommy. Some of our explanations last week, bad.
I know, but you're the master, mate, and this is why we have you here behind the desk.
Could have just gone back to one of the previous rounds we played. Cut me explaining it.
That's a great idea.
We'll do that next time.
Should have done that this time because now I can't remember how the game works. No, I can't. It's all good. We're going to play a little bit of a song or bits of songs, and then we're going to have to cast our minds back through the mists of time and remember where we were, what we were doing, what sort of emotional trauma we were experiencing or enduring. When we first heard that song, that would give us a fair indication as to what year that song came out. We write it down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. Does everybody have a pen?
Yes, we do.
Nope. Give me a sec.
You can do it in your brain as well. It's the honesty system.
We trust you so much, Tom.
Yeah, I can give you a whiteboard marker.
Only because we're so relieved that you're back to explain the game, we trust everything you do.
Got one. Okay, I'm ready to go. Every
time you cry, you know what? More Human Nature on the radio. Seriously.
Is this the one they did with Johnny Farnham?
No, they all bleed into one.
Yeah, okay.
I've had a guess. I don't really know.
All right, I've had a guess.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Let's lock it in. Three, two, one.
1995.
Ooh,
5, 6, 8.
Here we go.
The year was 1997.
Oh, you got 96.
I went over. No,
I said 96.
You're six. Well done. Well, so that's done, a point for Loggy. Okay, question number two. Guess the year. Mate, Charlie Puth.
Is it really? That's who I thought it
don't,
was.
Don't, Tom. Yeah. No, he's always got a gag that he rolls. No, don't.
I just want to know what his big fans are called.
No, stop it.
What do they refer to themselves as?
I've written down my year.
Charlie Puth, one call away. All right, I better write something down.
I have no idea.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
2016.
2016.
Whoa.
2016.
2015. Oh, 2015.
You both said 15. All right, let's...
2016.
Now let's find out, Bowden.
The year was 2016.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'll
a
take
Tom.
That one. So a point to me, a point to Log. Here we go. Question number three. This is for the win. How will I know him when
I look in my father's eyes? Never heard this song before.
What's the
theme? He likes the kind of... Put it down a bit. I thought he might do sort of a Kiwi thing, but we haven't really had that, have we?
I have no idea who that is.
Do you know what that song is, Lingy?
No, that disturbs me if you two don't know, because I clearly don't know.
If it's random old stuff, it's usually your gear. Yeah. All right.
But it might not be old stuff.
Okay, I'm just going to... Okay, 3, 2, 1. 1999.
2000.
Okay, 8, oh, wow. 9, 2000.
They all picked a similar window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like a safe window. All right, here we go. Let's find out.
The year was...
1998. Oh, that's me.
Loggy got it. Well done. Good on you, mate. Win. That's the win for Loggy.
Who knows what that song was? I don't care. I got the vibe. We're here.
Well done, Log. So you beat me last week and now you've beaten Tommy.
Something's wrong with
back.
The force. Make it stop. I don't know. I don't want... No.
Dominant.
Something's wrong.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.